Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:07 on this Monday morning. Indeed, Larry Richard, Marty Griffin, the Big K Morning Show.
Wouldn't you assume, if you're at Kennywood, Larry, wouldn't you assume as a parent, as a grandparent, as a father, as a role model, that when you're in there, there aren't a bunch of folks toting illegal guns? Wouldn't you assume that?
Yeah.
I would think they would have to guarantee that, right? I have a guy, I'm going to get into this later, who said back in the day, and this is how long this has been going on, they would jump the fence in the 90s with guns, Larry. In the 90s with guns. And it raises the issue about who's responsible. I had to grab Rob Pierce, attorney Rob Pierce. Sadly, Larry, we just had him on, what was it? 10 days ago?
Talk about...
Haunted Hayride.
A haunted hayride and the issues there. I mean, you would assume you go to a hayride...
to be safe.
Oktoberfest, autumn. Yeah.
A young man trying to break up a fight is murdered in front of what, Larry? 40 witnesses?
We still don't have a suspect.
Rob Pierce. Man. Rob, wouldn't you assume if you're at Kennywood that you would be safe, sir?
You would assume that, and unfortunately, it's not the case, which is why I'm here talking to you again a few weeks later. We keep talking about these shootings, and the reality is the world we live in, these are all too common.
So I'm hearing that Kennywood has a system to detect guns that is as advanced as Disney. Do you buy that?
You know, Marty, let's accept that to be the truth. And let's accept the previous clip you had where the police department reported that Kennywood said the metal detectors were working.
That's right.
We also know that there are witnesses there who have said that they were asked if anything was in their handbags, and they said no, and they walked through. There were witnesses that said they didn't even think the metal detectors were working. Kennywood has a policy of if you're under the age of 17, you have to be accompanied by an adult.
Sure.
What that means is someone over 21 has to be with you, not turn you loose in the park. We assume these metal detectors work. We assume the policy is in place, and they might have the best metal detectors. They might have very good policies. But if those policies are not enforced, they're worthless. If the metal detectors are not working properly, they're worthless. And that's what really has to happen here. It has to be a deep dive into the security measures, the plan that was in place, and was the plan implemented? And it appears something clearly broke down here.
And Kennywood released a statement saying, our entry security protocols include a state-of-the-art weapons detection system put into place at the start of this season, video scanning and bag checks. We regularly supplement our park security staff with officers from the Allegheny County Police Department and West Mifflin Police Department. And that is Mark Pauls, a Kennywood spokesperson. So that's what they've said so far. But obviously, it's going to take a while, I guess, to get into the details. But Rob, we don't have a suspect yet.
Hey, Rob, what troubles me, because, you know, you're my man, and I love your presentation, but what troubles me is all of a sudden, everything in America has turned into the airport security and the jail security. It's ridiculously sad, is it not, sir?
It's terrible. It's a terrible reflection of our society. You know, I was thinking when I was listening to your show a little earlier, you know, I'm not dating myself, but Marty, you know, we're in high school, you would try to, I don't know, sneak a six-pack of beer into a drive-in theater,
sure,
right?
Sure.
You, no one ever thought about a gun. No one ever thought about shooting anyone. We've just changed. Society has changed. Violence is more prevalent now than it was before. You know, the term road rage didn't mean, you know, back when we were younger, if someone cut you off, maybe someone yelled at a car and drove away. Now you have to worry about getting shot.
And I'm telling young drivers.
It's true.
You know, Marty, you're you're on the verge, you've got one driver in your family, you tell them when you're out, you can't engage people in traffic, especially these young people, because you just have no idea what might happen next.
No. Hey, Rob, regarding Kennywood, they got to do better, do they not? And they have to put in stricter policy because they have to assume or presume that our culture has changed, that it's a violent culture, right?
That's a factor. But to me, a more important factor, like I said a moment ago, the policies they have may be fine on paper, but they're clearly not working in reality. You mentioned a moment ago that, Drew, you have a guest on here that said he has seen or heard of bags or kids hopping over the fence.
No, he did. He did.
Yeah. And that's in the 90s.
Right.
And the point is, if this gentleman knows about it as a customer at Kennywood, Kennywood, if they have all their employees doing what they're told, looking for things, okay, they would know about this as well, or they should know about it, dating back to the 90s. And if that's the case, then you've got to change certain security procedures. And if you don't, this is what happens, unfortunately.
Rob Pierce, bringing it.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, you'll hear from some witnesses coming up on the Big K Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.